This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, this is Fiona. Yes, I can hear you, sir. I can hear you.
Oh, but I don't know what the call was for. Someone said I don't want to speak to you.
Yes, I will be explaining you, sir, right? There has been an order placed of a gift card, which is $299 from the eBay, right? And you have got connected with one of the eBay representatives, and my name is Fiona Williams. Let me tell you, sir, that we have received an order of a gift card.
I can't understand a word.
I'm telling you that you have placed this order of a gift card, you haven't, right?
No, I can't. I don't know what it's about.
Did you place this gift card order? Did you place this order of a gift card, sir?
Order what?
Yes, did you place this order of a gift card, which is $299?
No, I've just tried one for doctors.
Like you use the internet at your place, right? You use the internet at your place?
No, I don't understand what you're talking about, really. I can understand.
Like you use the internet, sir. Do you use internet at your place?
Internet?
Yes.
Oh, I long from ago, I did.
Let me tell you, sir, that we have received an purchase of a gift card, which is your number has been registered with us, which is 04283858002. Through this number, someone has been trying to generate a fraudulent eBay account. And through that, they have been trying to make this purchase of a gift card, which is $299. So as we suspect that this is the fraudulent order which has been tried to place from the overseas, that's the reason you received this call, so we can help you to cancel each and everything. And if any amount has been charged, we can refund you that back, okay?
You haven't placed that order
because you are in Australia. How can you place any order from Mountain View, California, right, sir? That's the reason you have received this call, so we can help you to get canceled that fraudulent purchase, okay? So you don't need to worry about it. We will be help you to block each and everything and help you to provide the securities on your information which has been leaked out, okay?
I can't make any water.
You haven't placed that order, sir. Someone else apart from you has tried to generate a fraudulent eBay account, and through that they have been trying to make this purchase of a gift card from the overseas Mountain View, California. So I will be help you to check each and everything so you can understand. Before that, I need to provide you with the blocking ID so we can help you to block that fraudulent eBay account, right? Because it's your hard-earned money. We don't want that you lose anything without your knowledge and permission. So right now, the cell phone which you're speaking with me, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone you're using?
Apple.
Okay,
and... There's an Apple on the phone, but I don't
Okay. And you're using Telstra lines and network, or you're using any other internet connection?
I did do it yesterday. Been at the Coles.
I'm asking you, sir, the internet which you use, right? You use the Telstra broadband, Telstra Wi-Fi, or you use any other lines or network?
No, I haven't used any. The only thing I did yesterday was I, at a Coles supermarket, I drew out $200.
As I said, you, someone has been done this yesterday around 7 to 8 p.m. So we are just trying to help you to get cancel each and everything. Okay, so you can understand what exactly happened. So you just put me on a speaker from your Apple cell phone. Put me on loudspeaker.
Yeah, I'll put on loudspeaker. That's done.
Okay. Now you just press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see your regular icons and a wallpaper. All of your icons and a wallpaper where you can see.
I'm talking on loudspeaker now.
Yes, you are on loudspeaker, sir, right? Now you just swipe your screen from extreme bottom to top.
Bottom to top.
So you need to swipe up your screen from extreme bottom to top. Swipe up. You need to swipe up.
I'm trying to do that.
You will be able to see all of your icons and your wallpaper.
I'll have to try a different one. I can't see anything else.
What can you see, sir? What can you see?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Just a lot of dust.
Okay. You just do one thing, sir. Can you see any physical button over there?
All I did was draw out $200. Out of the bank.
I will let you know, sir. Right now, as I said, someone is using all of your information, right? They are the person from the overseas, those who have been trying to make this purchase. So we have put a hold on it right now. So if any amount has been charged, sir, you will be get a refund of it. Okay.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, so we are just trying to help you, right? So you don't need to worry. Just give me a moment. I'm just trying to help you so you can block each and everything.
Yes, thank you very much. If you can help me, I'm not only.
Yes, just give me a moment, right, sir? Just give me a moment.
All right.
Now you are in loudspeaker, right?
I'll put it on there in the first place.
There will be, can you see any option, a speaker option, loudspeaker? I am on a loudspeaker, right?
Yeah, I put it on number 3. That put me on loudspeaker. So.
Now, there will be a can you see any square button or a circle button on your cell phone, sir?
Hang on, Fine. We'll try this one.
Did you see the circle button?
Oh, that's there, but I'm wearing a button, but it's not off.
Try to swipe up your screen from extreme bottom to top.
Yeah, all right. I've done that, but it's only gone from halfway to top.
What can you see? Now you can see all of your regular icons and a wallpaper, sir. What you can see?
I know all the numbers from there.
Okay, do one thing. Just hold on a moment. I'm just transferring this call to one of my senior, right? He will be help you to get the cancellation blocking ID, okay? Just hold on.
Someone's trying to ring me on another phone, which is not connected to this phone here.
No, you don't need to receive another call, sir. This is very important for you. You speak to my senior, right? Just give me a moment. I need to transfer this call. Just hold on.
All right.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex William. How are you doing today?
I'm very confused.
Not a problem. Just be calm, first of all, sir. I will surely help you in this and solve your problem right now for blocking those persons.
Thank you.
So, okay. Are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android phone?
No, I can't hear an iPhone. Well,
which company phone it is? Can you tell me the company name?
No.
Sorry?
Yeah, was it? Someone told me it was an Apple phone, okay.
Apart from this phone, sir, do you use any computer or a laptop? It will be easier for you.
Well, I am, but...
Sorry?
All I've got in this phone is just an iPhone, I'm glad you call it.
Okay, you have only this iPhone. You don't have any computer or a laptop?
Yeah, I've got a computer.
Okay,
can
you just be in front of that computer and turn it on so that I can help you out? It will be easier for you to do the cancellation right now.
Well, I have to go and turn it on.
Take your lovely time. I'm on the line.
Well, I'm not calling.
Do not answer that call. Do not answer that call right now. We will try to help you out in this call right now. You don't have to answer any other call.
I'm trying to cut people.
Sorry?
It could be more late on
that. No. Don't need to answer that call. I will help you out in this matter right now because that call is.
He always rings on this phone if I can't answer that one.
Don't answer that other phone which you are talking with me. Just be online with me on this phone because that phone is not secured right now. The fraudulent persons can hear your voice through that other phone. So do not answer that phone.
I'm just telling the... It's an 8, please. That's the name of the computer.
Yes. Turn it on. When you can see all your icons, all your apps, when you turn on your computer, do you see all your icons, small icons?
Well, I'm trying to do it, but I'm not up to date with all these things.
Not a problem. Just turn it on. I will help you out. Just turn it on.
Well, I've just turned it on, but I've only got the top one on. There's another one on there. I don't know what that's for.
What is it showing you? Tell me.
At the moment, just looking in. I'm looking for it's come on down in the moniker.
Just click on the name on which you regular log in. Click on the name.
The name on that?
Yes, it was on the
It has been killed.
Yes, click on that. Yes, click on that and now what comes up?
Well, if I turn it off, it'll go off altogether.
Why did you turn it off?
Well, I haven't turned it off. It just turned itself on.
Listen to me carefully first, sir. At the middle of the screen, what do you see? At the middle?
The middle of the screen. There's nothing. It's a picture. From some animals.
Okay. Now, do you see the small icons, small icons on the left side? Small icons?
No, there's nothing on the left-hand side. I'm looking at the left-hand side now. Still the same thing. Animals.
What are the options do you see? Can you tell me?
Well, it says some trees. And there's animals. Well, they need a good feed. I'm seeing the bones of them because I'm looking at them soon.
Like you regular turn on your computer, it is on right now. It is totally on.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's another part on the computer that I normally put on.
Yes, you can put that part. You need to go on that part. Try to go on that part.
I'm trying to put that on. Not coming on.
Could you tell me which company laptop computer is it? Is it Apple or is it any other Windows computer? Do you know that?
Yeah, it's called i3 computer.
i3 computer, not a pro. Okay.
For Harry and C for Peter.
Okay, it's on now. It's on.
Yes, and it's given and it's tied up with a BenQ.
Okay. Now you need to listen to me carefully. Look at the keyboard, the computer keyboard. At the left down bottom corner, there will be a...
I'm going to pull the bloody keyboard out. Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, I've got the keyboard out, yeah.
Yeah. Now on the keyboard, on the left down bottom corner, there will be a Windows logo. Do you see any Windows logo, a four flag logo?
CTRL.
Yes, and right next to that CTRL, which key do you see? Right next to it.
Next to it, that's on the right hand side of it.
Yes, which, what do you see? Right next to it.
Well, it's half a picture, half a square.
Yes, correct. Press that square. Press that square and hold it down. Do not release it. Press it and hold.
Hold it up.
Yes. Then with the help of another finger at the same time, press the letter R. R as in Robert at the same time.
You want me to hold it on?
Yes, press that four little square along with the letter R, R as in Robert, at the same time. Now on the screen, anything comes up?
Not at the moment. It says start down the bottom, it says Friday the 10th of February. Above it is an IE, 118.
Yeah, what is written over there? Can you tell me?
What's in there? No, well, it's nothing. It goes up to the... It's got these two animals.
Can you turn on the computer like you regularly do? Can you turn on that?
Yeah, exactly the same. Well, that's all it's there.
Okay.
Right in the middle is the arrow that points to everything.
Yes. Click on the arrow.
Click on the arrow. Oh, I don't know how long I'm going to get to it. I can't click to anything.
It is asking for a password.
No, I went backwards. Take the damn phone off. You want me to take the finger off that old bloody thing?
Sorry?
You want me to take the finger off the square?
Yes, take the fingers off the square.
Well, I'll take my finger off there, and I'll just say the thing that says 120 now on that other one. Above that is 1-20.
Sorry, I didn't get you. Come again.
1.20.
Okay, what do you see on the middle of your screen? Can you tell me?
The middle of the screen is the tree. It's the highest tree of the there.
Okay.
And then
you
there on the side of it.
Do you see all the icons? Do you see all the icons, small apps on your screen?
No, look, there's no apps on there. There's only animals.
Animals? Do you, what browser do you know about any Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge, anything you use, Google Chrome?
No, nothing of those. I'd have to put it on a different screen.
Just put it on the different screen. Put it on the different screen. Turn it off and turn it on once again.
All right, well, I got another one that says there's a PIN number.
Yes, put your PIN number. Whenever you log into your computer, you need to put a PIN number. Put that PIN number.
You want me to put that number in?
Put the PIN number, yes.
All right. All right. And what it's done now is come up Grant Jobs.
Sorry?
Welcome. It's come up on the screen now. The iPhone in the middle, there, looks like a half a ball with a ball sitting on top of it. And it's got Grant Jaws, welcome.
Okay. Now, do you see small icons comes up, small apps?
Yeah.
Yeah. Read me back one by one apps. Read me back.
Right, from the top or the bottom?
It's from the top.
What it says?
Yes.
What it says is, back up your flies with one drive. Clear.
Next one.
The next one down, below that. I might have to put my glasses on, I can't see.
Yes. Put your glasses first.
Hang on a minute, I can't see what's going on here.
The bloody glasses. Hang on. I've got to find the glasses. Jesus, put this thing.
It's in a bag somewhere. I've just come from the doctor's.
Not a problem, take your time.
I guess that's the orange bloody thing.
Oh, he's setting up your PC.
Got to ask what I've got there.
Oh, okay. Oh, I should have bought my glasses.
No, I'm looking for my glasses.
Did you got your glasses?
He's still looking. He's looking for his glasses. I'm the neighbour.
Okay.
Back up. What's that? one drawer. What's he trying to do? No, I'll go back and get mine.
You didn't take them out and went to the doctor. No, I didn't. I just decided to get the one. I was stuck in the box. What did the doctor say?
Did you got that?
You got something?
Oh, okay.
What have you done with them? What's these here? These are not them.
No, that's not them.
Yeah. Would that be any good? Oh, God. I've got my glasses. That's different.
Where do you want to lie now? Okay, did you got your glasses?
Yeah, I've got my glasses here.
Okay, now on your computer screen, do you see any icon which says Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge? Anything like that?
It looks like a cloud.
No, Google Chrome. Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge. Do you see that?
No.
Do you see that?
Not on that screen. It says continue.
It says continue?
Just the moment it says.
Continue, click on continue.
Yeah. It says just the moment. It's just doing
Do you see not printing. Now? Do you see not now, do it later, skip, anything like that?
Yeah. It's got WX, Peter.
Yes.
N for now,
click
the
on
I for orange, and
yes, click on the do it later. Yes, good. Click on the later option. Now what can you see?
What was it?
Now what can you see?
It looks like an open letter. Nothing happened.
Okay, can you again look at the keyboard? Can you again look at the keyboard and try to press that 4 square key along with the letter R, which you did before from the keyboard?
Why are you doing this? I don't know. I didn't know.
Say no thanks. Say you don't want it.
Well, I've got to let it go. It says no thanks at the moment.
Sorry?
No thanks. No, you don't want it. No, you don't want any of that stuff. Yes, just leave it. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to get some money back off of you.
Oh, is he?
No, if you get the money from me.
Oh, what? They owe you money?
Yeah, someone's been using my card.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
What is that?
Is that it? Going
to... Tell me?
You still there?
Yes.
There's a bird up there, looks like a cat.
This is all done.
It says all done. Windows is all yours. Have fun.
Okay. Do you see any let's go, any start, any options comes up? It's like that. Let's go, start.
It just says all done.
Yes, click on all done.
No, nothing happened.
Now why is there
a bug?
Now what can you see?
All done.
Well, it just says all done up the top there.
Yes, and do you see any options which says okay, continue,
no.
Finish?
No.
No?
No.
I think right now the
wrong screen.
Sorry?
I think it was the wrong screen.
Yes, so do you see any options comes up which says close, finish,
no.
Anything like that? Any X sign at the right top corner?
There's all done and close at the bottom. It's gone back.
Yeah, they've gone back to the here's a heap of things on the left hand side you asked me about before.
Okay. So what are the, do you see any Google Chrome or any Microsoft Edge over there?
Google Chrome,
yeah. Yeah, Google Chrome, yeah.
Double click on that one. Open it up.
Double click, all right. Double click internet. No, nothing's happened.
Just hold, it will come up. Your internet is a bit slow, so not a problem, it will come up. And it's a bit old computer you are using, I do believe.
Well, below that is email. I don't know that either.
Now, what comes up? Do you see any page came up with Google?
No.
Oh,
is that
another one? Yeah, I went online. Which one I go on? Now, what's he want me to go on?
Yes, he's on Google. Next up, you want to sit on there.
Now, at the very top, look at the very top. There will be an address bar where you can type something. Do you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Type over there, www.
Yeah, see, I can't see it. www.
Dot.
Yeah.
A as in apple, the letter A.
A.
N as in November, N.
A.
What else?
If you were looking at that one, 3 7.
A.
It can be a small A, isn't it?
No, single A. Single A, then N. N as in November.
And N to November.
N to November.
Yeah.
Yes. Then Y as in yellow, Y.
Why
yellow? Yeah.
D as in David, D.
D.
E as in Edward, E.
E.
S as in sugar, S.
S.
K as in kilo, K.
K.
.com. Now through this right now you will be getting
hang on. Hang on.
What happened, Tim?
.com, yeah. And that says Google search on the end of that.
Yes, type over there on the Google search. Now press the enter key and what is coming up, let me know. Press the enter key from the keyboard.
Support.
Sorry?
The Pope, it says.
Yes, correct. Now, through this, you will be getting the cancellation ID. So, just below that, there is an option which says download now, the red one. You see?
Yeah, just a minute. So, I'm just trying to help him. I'm a neighbor. So, I'm not sure what he's doing. Now, what do you want me to go on?
Just below that support, there is an option which says download now. Do you see a red one, download now?
Yeah.
Click on that one. Now, after clicking on that one, do you see any file came up on the left down bottom corner?
Nothing's coming up yet. All platforms, all devices, it says.
Okay. Over there, do you see again download now on the middle? Red one, middle, download now.
Red one? Yeah.
Click on that download now.
No, isn't it? It's very slow. It's not working, yeah.
After giving the click on the download now, look on the left down bottom corner. A file will come up. This is anydex.exe. Do you see that?
But it's not working on the download. Nothing's happening.
No. Not on the download. Do you see on the middle, there will be download now?
Yes, that's what I'm on. And nothing's happening.
After giving the click on that, do you see any file came up on the left down bottom corner automatically? The page will be the same, but the file will come up on the left down bottom.
Your remote desktop.
No. Go at the very top.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, what do you see?
Downloads on the right and any desk on the left.
And do you see middle download now, a middle one download now, red color?
Yeah, in the middle.
Yes, click on the middle.
Yeah, it didn't work. I tried it.
Try to click it once again. Now, do you see any file came up on the right top corner or on the left bottom corner, anywhere?
Yeah, it says left any desk.
Yes, click on that. Hello? Now what comes up?
Wait a minute. Just says your address.
Yeah, read me back the number first.
774-703-237.
Okay, now right next to that number, there is a small lock symbol. Do you see a small lock symbol?
Yes.
Password has been generated. You need to put the password. So give a click on the lock.
Yeah, it says password.
Yeah, the password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
eBay, okay. Yeah.
7890.
7890, okay.
Confirm it, eBay 7890.
Yep.
Now hit on apply. Now did you click on apply?
Yep, I've got interactive access, permissions.
Yes, correct. Now, you will receive a security warning from the eBay secure server. If you see the security warning comes up, do let me know, okay?
Okay. Yeah, coming up now.
Now, do not do anything with that. It will automatically comes up from the security server and it will be gone. Now, do you see any option comes up which says allow? You need to click on that allow option.
Allow access.
Okay. Okay, now on the left top corner, there will be option which says new session. You need to click on the new session option.
The new?
New session at the left top corner, new session.
Up, yeah, I'll see. Right up there, yeah.
Now, do you see any option which says orange option, install any desk?
Install any desk, yes.
Yes, click on that one, correct. Now, click on accept and install the red one. And click on yes. There will be option coming up, yes, click on that. Now, what comes up?
Register now.
Sorry?
Register now.
On the middle, do you see any option which says install or don't install comes
yes,
up? Click on that don't install.
Would you like to install this device?
Click on don't install. Don't install.
Oh, don't install. Okay.
Now, just hold for a moment. You will again receive the security warning from the server. When you see that, just do let
okay.
me know.
What are we doing? I don't know what you're doing.
No, I don't know.
Now, what can you see on your screen? Can you tell me?
We're back to the other one. All platforms, all devices, download
yes.
again.
Okay. Now, it was a fraudulent charge. Whatever, let me kind of explain you. You were asking many times. Let me explain you once more, okay? Right now, there is a fraudulent charge has been made from eBay account for $299 of a purchase of a gift card, a Google Play gift card. And we have located the IP, and the IP is showing us it's US, California. And I do believe you people live in Australia. That's correct?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yes. So right now, what we are going to do, we are going to simply, first of all, check how many people, how many overseas illegal hackers are connected to your internet connection. We are going to block them, and we are going to secure your eBay account as well right now.
Okay.
Okay. So can you close that page? You can see. Can you close that page?
Yes. Yeah. Top right corner.
Yes. Yes. Close that. Now minimize the page. You can see from the right top corner there is a minus option. Click on the minus sign.
No, I've got any desk version.
Yes.
Now.
Minimize that page. Minimize it down. There will be a minus sign. Click on the minus one.
Yeah.
Did
now
you click on the minus sign? Did you click
yeah,
on the minus?
Says, yeah, it says discover version 7.1.
No, no, no. There is a minus sign on the right top corner of that page, not the box. You need to click on the
okay.
minus.
Up the top. Yeah.
On
yeah.
like any desk. Oh, okay. Okay. Did you? Now, right now, we will first of all show you how many courses are connected to your internet connection right now. So, did you click on the minus sign?
Yes.
What can you see on your computer screen? Can you tell me?
It's just gone down to any desk. Yeah.
Minimize that page as well. Give a click on the minus on that page as well.
It's gone.
Okay. Now, on the left down bottom corner on the screen, do you see a Windows logo? Very down bottom corner, yeah, Windows logo.
I've got any desk down there.
Just below the any desk, do you see a four square key, four square logo?
Yes,
click on
yes,
that one.
Start. Yeah,
now simply type from your keyboard, do not do anything, type over there, C as in Charlie, C. Just type.
Sorry?
C as in Charlie, C.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Type the letter C. Press the button C,
C
from the
okay.
keyboard. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I got that.
Then M as in Mary, M.
M?
Yes, M. Would that...
Then
D as in David, D.
D, yeah.
Now simply press the enter key from your keyboard and what is coming up, let me know.
What else from the keyboard?
Yes, enter. Enter button.
Enter. Okay. Got that.
Now at the very top, do you see any black box came up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Over there, you will get to see your name over there. That's correct?
Yes, ground.
Yes. So right now I'm going to show you, the server going to show you how many fraudulent persons are connected to your IP address and your internet connection right now. So
Okay. You
can see over there.
Just a minute. Can I ask who you are?
We are from the anti-fraud department of eBay, madam.
Oh, okay. So what? Yeah. I'm just a neighbor. He can't do it. So
No, not a problem. We will help you out. We will help you out to blocking them permanently. Okay? You don't have to worry about that.
How do I know who you are?
If you wanted, you can note down my informations right now. You can note down my employee ID. You can note down my name. Because right now we are from the eBay anti-fraud department and we are here to block those overseas people who are misusing your information.
Okay, I'll have to take your word for it. Yeah.
Now what can you see? Can you tell me?
Just active connections and it's just listing them, TCP.
Yes, and over there do you see foreign local address and foreign address?
No, it's just all numbers.
Yes. At the very top, do you see line column active connection just below that local address, foreign address?
No.
You don't see anything which says local address, foreign address?
No, it just says active connection.
And below that, what do you see just below that?
After active connections is all these lists of numbers.
Yes, and just above that number, do you see any option, anything which says local address and foreign address in a single line?
It just says foreign address.
Yes.
Local address, foreign address.
Yes, so you can see that the foreign IP address, these are all the foreign IP address which is connected to your internet connection right now. And these are the foreign people, they are misusing your information, okay?
Okay.
So right now I'm just asked you, I will help you to block them. So first of all, we have to check each and everything step by step. So could you please tell me, do you check your email in this computer?
You do email?
Hmm?
Do you do email?
No, and I got one this morning, but that was only from the lab.
Is it do in the cell phone?
Do you use the cell phone for messages?
No.
Okay, not a problem. Then you don't have to worry about that. Now, could you please tell me, do you do online banking from this computer or you're from cell phone?
No, I do banking at home. Yeah, no. No, he doesn't do banking at home. No.
So how do you check your statement? Because right now your informations are being used by those fraudulent persons. Do you go to your bank check?
His son does it
for online banking or paper statement.
Yeah. He doesn't live here. No, he doesn't live here.
Okay. Can you pass the phone to sir? Can you pass him so that I can directly connect with him?
Your son, you can't connect with your son, can you?
No. Can you pass the phone to sir? So that I can talk with him directly.
Yeah, he wants to talk to you.
Alright, he can talk to me.
Okay. Now, sir, could you please tell me, like, you don't do online banking, your son does?
He does online, man.
He does online banking of yours, that's correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and by chance, do you check your statement by online through your phone or any computer?
No.
From where do you do that? From the cell phone or from the computer?
I don't do anything of it.
You don't do anything?
I can hear for the help, but I don't do.
Okay, you don't do anything with that. Okay, not a problem.
On his own computer. Yeah.
Okay. Now you need to very could you please confirm me from on which bank you deal with your son does your banking on which bank?
Say that again.
Which bank does he use?
Which bank?
Oh,
yes.
Sir.
Sorry.
Give us his son's number.
Sorry. Now he was getting because he's
no, but
he's been the baby.
Well, Rick, he'll have to get in touch with him. Have you got his number there?
Could you please confirm me the name of the bank so that I can help you out, which you deal with, sir?
Well, maybe if you've got the, if you've got the bank there, then you can help me.
Sorry?
If it can be written on here, with it, on the screen.
Tell me the name once again.
Get your son's number. And let him deal with
ma'am,
it.
Right now for the verification, sir need to talk with me because right now it's a fraudulent charge. So he is the only authorized person. That is the reason I told you to pass the phone to him. You need to confirm me the name of the bank which you deal with, sir. Could you please confirm me the name of the bank?
He doesn't know because his son does his banking.
Okay, name of he doesn't know the name of the bank?
No, his son does it. He's nearly 90 years old. He can't cope with doing banking.
Okay, does your son leave any debit card from your bank?
Does he? You've got a debit card, haven't you? Yeah, he uses a debit card.
Okay, be handy with that debit card first. Tell sir to be handy with that. Why isn't he?
He's got to get in touch with your son. I'm not sure if
he went the Greg won't talk to him. But he's too busy with it. Everything.
He'll have to get in touch with him. Because you don't know anything about your banking, so you have to get in touch with your son.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you have to get in touch with his son because he doesn't know anything about the banking.
That's the main reason. He should be aware of this right now. And right now, he is the only authorized person. I'm not telling you to do a here and there thing. You need to just confirm me right now. Did he got the debit card?
Yes, he's got a debit card.
Yes, what is the name of the bank on the debit card?
What's the name of the bank? Don't give him the number.
INZ.
INZ.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Now just hold for a moment.
Don't give him your number.
No. I would never.
I don't even know who he is.
No, I don't know who he is either. And I couldn't even tell what I did.
Okay, not a problem. We will help you. Just be handy with that debit card so that we can block because the ANZ account is being detected. That's correct. That is your account, sir. So you need to just be on hold with me so we can talk with my supervisor and what we can do here. Just hold for a moment.
I don't know what it is. What did he say? Did he ring you?
Yeah.
And what did he say? Go on your computer.
Okay, what can you see? What can you see on your computer screen? Can you tell me?
The same as before. I don't know. Yeah.
The black box. You can see the black box?
Yes.
Minimize this page down. Minimize that. Okay. Give a click on the minus sign. Now, on that over there, open up a new Google Chrome. Can you open up a new Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge?
Okay. Yeah, Google, that's in mine.
Yeah, it's down the bottom.
Right.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Did you open up?
No, nothing's happening. Oh, now it has.
Okay. Now, open up a new page.
Hey,
do you know how to open up a new page?
No.
Okay. Leave that as it is. Do not do anything. Leave it as it is. The server gonna help you out.
I don't like it. I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I think we ought to come off this. Do you know that they owe you money? Is that what he's telling you?
Yeah, they don't owe me.
Now, what can you see on your screen? Can you tell me?
The same as before.
Now, do you see any black screen comes up? Let me know. It is the security server right now blocking the hackers.
It's black.
You see the black? Yeah. So just be on hold with me. The server is going to block those overseas illegal hackers.
Okay. I will block them all up for the day.
Did he phone up and say put your computer on? Because that's a scam.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, he phoned on your phone?
Oh, he's sure on that one.
Yeah, and what did he say when you answered?
Oh, I'm sure there were another girl, I can understand that. He could be on there. Could be on there.
No, I think it could be a scam. Mm.
I think we'll have to let it go. I can't understand anything what's going on.
Just switch it off. I don't like it. I'm not happy with it.
Right now, those fraudulent persons who are misusing your information right now from your eBay account purchasing this kinds of stuff, we are trying to